This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, I'm not, you know, we're not Mike and the Mad Dog from years ago in terms of how much we make. But I'll never get a private driver. I'll never get, like, anything like that. But I have decided I need something private. You know what it is?
What's that?
And I'm hiring.
A plane?
You think I make that much money?
A secretary?
Private secretary would be very cool. Mm. I need a private barber. Oh. I need a personal barber to come to my house and cut my hair. Because not only have I been a barber free agent for like 8 years now, since my guy from Whitestone, Queens left to run back to the Dominican Republic with his hot girlfriend. Every place I go, there's just something off. And so today I went to a place, and I got hoping this guy isn't listening because I'm about to lambast him.
Ugh.
I sit down. He tells me his life story. He's got terrible breath. And then proceeds to, I don't get offended, okay? All in the Family is one of my favorite shows of all time. He must have hit on every group of people known to man. And it wasn't racist.
Right.
But it was like, wow, he'd be canceled.
Why are you even talking about them?
I mean, I'm not even going to give examples.
Yeah, because that's going to get you canceled.
Yeah, I ain't doing it. And the haircut was like okay, and then he's breaking down how he does haircuts and how everyone else does it wrong. And I'm like, oh my God. And the only reason I got a haircut today wasn't even for Craig's Hall of Fame ceremony. Uh-huh. It's that a haircut would make me feel better. Like, I've been battling some issues.
You needed it. It was getting kind of long.
It was getting long, and I felt like, wow, a clean haircut's going to make me feel better. That experience was so bad that I'm looking to hire. I'm going to hire a private barber. You come once a month to my house or to WFAN. Mm-hmm. I'll pay you a good amount of money.
Yeah, and Tommy can get a little trim, too, when he comes over.
Yeah, you want part of my private barber, Tommy?
Well, I see this all the time at, like, colleges. They have, like, a barber that comes and cuts their hair. We should have that at WFAN. We should have a barber that cuts all the hosts and talent's hair.
Do you like that idea?
I love that idea.
I'm going to supply it for our show.
Somebody's listening that wants, to, you know, that's hustling.
We're going to pay you. Like, when no one's asking for a freebie or some kind of, like, we're going to just give you a sponsor on the air. No, this is like a job, man.
Yeah, you got to do mine for free, though.
What? I'll pay for Tiki. How about you, Sean? Are you okay with this person, you know, glazing your head or whatever it is?
Yes, but I need neck hair trimmed well and also straight blade on my back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Straight blade.
Yeah. You ever have your back shaved by a straight blade?
No.
Purring like a walrus.
Interesting. Mm. So here's the way you can, I'm not even screwing around. If you want this job, and I swear I'm going to pay you out of my own freaking bank account.
Rico like, B Gmail.
Please. You can email the Rico B. You don't want to be involved in this, right? You don't want people calling in? Is that your problem?
Oh, you want to call in?
No. You don't have to. If you want
just
me to go by email, I'll go by email.
It's easier.
Right. Email the Rico B at gmail.com, Evan and Tiki, barber position. And you're going to,
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. If I didn't know you any better, I'd say you did that on purpose.
I didn't. Trust me. I didn't do that on purpose at all. We're going to hire a barber. Once a month, you come in, you cut all of our hairs. And just listen, you could talk. Like, I'm not saying don't talk.
Right, just don't cancel yourself.
Don't cancel yourself. Make sure you take a breath mint before you sit down. Yeah. And you don't have to break down how you're cutting my
His
hair.
Mama call him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
And 15 extra bucks if you shave my butt cheeks, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Are you trying to get no one to sign up for this?
No.
It's extra money out of my bank account.
I'm going to pay for the whole thing, Sean.
All right, you're covering my cheeks.
This isn't costing
thanks.
You anything.
No, but we should tip out. If you're getting the haircut, that person should be the one to tip out.
I agree.
I don't even know how much a haircut costs anymore.
Depends on where you are. If you're in the city, it's like $50. If you're
$50?
In Manhattan, yeah. It's like $50 for the whole caboodle. Queens, you're more looking at like $30, $35.
So then you're tipping out, what, like a 10?
Yeah, 10 spot.
See, here's the funny part. I'm complaining about this barber. I tipped out a lot more than Louis even suggested.
Why?
It was because you know what? As much as you may not think this, I'm like a really nice guy.
Oh, you were like, I'm never going to see you
I'm
again. So here's your tip and a parting gift.
Yes. I may rip you on the radio. So at least, and I'm never going to mention the guy's name because that would be wrong. I'm just going to give you a lot of money. So it was a $25 haircut. I gave him $50. So I gave him a double.
Wow.
Yeah. That made me feel better. Because I was like, this is an awful experience, but it's not, you don't know that this.
How did that make you feel better? I don't know. I'm confused.
Because the guy, like, literally didn't know that all that stuff would bother me.
Oh.
So, like, he didn't know I'd be offended by, you know, insulting every group of people in the world. He didn't know that. He saw me come in. He's like, this guy will love it. You know? That's number one. Number two, he probably didn't know he had bad breath. That's not on him. And then number three, he thought telling me how he's cutting my hair was interesting. So it's not all his fault. So that's why I was like, I'm going to give my, you know, I'm going to double it. And then I'll never see you ever again. So I'll let you know how this goes. We're applying for the Evan and Tiki barber position. You can email me at Evan. What's my email address again?
Well, you could do the Rico B Gmail. You want me to give out your personal email?
No. Let's go.
Right. Exactly.
He almost gave it. Good thing you stopped.
Also, take a breath when you say the Evan and Tiki barber position.
Exactly. The Evan
People are
going
to forget there's a job there.
Barber position.
What are they interpreting?
Say the barber for Evan and Tiki.
The barber, Evan and the Tiki barber position.
Just saying his last name.
Oh, so it sounds like we're looking for someone to replace the Tiki barber?
Yes.
No. The barber, the official barber of Evan and Tiki. What do you think we should pay them every time they come? Once a month. Got to give them a couple hundred, right?
How much did you spend on World Series tickets?
How much did I spend on World Series tickets?
How about that?
I'm not getting into that.
By the way, you can win them Friday by listening to this show on the station all day long.
That is true. And that, by the way, how important is that?
Big, because they're not easy to get. I don't care how much you want to spend. You can't get them.
This is a very tricky proposition, how expensive these World Series tickets are. And I don't have great advice on how to handle it. We'll get into it as the week goes on. But yes, he's right. What day? Friday, you said?
Friday. And you can listen to Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal and us all day long, World Series tickets.
All day long.
Let's go.
Morning show, midday show, our show.
Yep.
World Series tickets.
And if you've seen the prices, this is like winning a lottery. Get in on it.
That is pretty damn cool. By the way, real quick, before we get back to your calls, I've been given more information about the Jets season ticket price increase. So I went to my personal.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Account to see what they did to me. I'm getting a 6% raise, which is still not great coming off a garbage season so far. I'm reading that there are people getting 23.2% increases. That's a huge increase. 23.2%, which may be the average of the season ticket price increase.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's a higher or a lower price ticket.
But why would that even matter? Like, if you're raising 23%, whether they're great seats, bad seats, middle seats, expensive seats, that's a problem when the team stinks.
It is, but we just did the math on yours, and it's really not that much per game. And there's another game next year, correct?
Yeah.
Next year you have there's nine games.
Is there?
I don't know. How many are there this year?
They haven't announced the London games, though, because remember, that can be one that's not a home game.
You have eight this year or nine?
No, I have eight this year.
So I think it's every other year. Isn't that how they?
No, but what I'm saying is
every other year, the team gets a home an extra home game.
Right, but even if you have the extra home game, you're saying it could be a
London game.
Yeah, we don't know if there are literally eight home games or nine.
And by the way, you won't know that until the season, the schedule comes.
Right, they've already taken your money before that happens.
Well, I guess they'll refund it.
No, they won't.
I'm sure they will, but they get to hold it for however long they hold it.
I don't think they're refunding anything. You know what the problem is? They increased prices last year, and they're doing it again this year. And yeah. I do believe that there should be a rule here in the state of New York. Oh, crap, they play in Jersey. There should be a rule in the state of New Jersey and the state of New York that if your team doesn't make the playoffs, you can't raise ticket prices.
Mm. We can get that in front of the governor.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
So we got to start in Jersey, obviously, because we're focused on...
That's where it matters.
Yeah. Well,
you're not having an issue with your Knicks tickets, are you?
Can I tell you something about my Knicks tickets? And this is a testament to James Dolan. I know he gets a lot of crap around here. Do you know how much of an increase I got on my Knicks tickets this year?
None.
Zero. None. Let's go Knicks. Zero. So people can hate the Knicks and James Dolan as much as they want. I'm just giving you a fact, and you can do whatever you want with that fact. The New York Knicks coming off a trip to the second round of the postseason after and before that, they go out and make all these big moves, trading all their draft picks for the overrated Markel Bridges, and they make the deal for Karl Anthony Towns, and they increase their ticket prices 0.0.
Yeah, unless we're winning. We're not increasing our prices.
Hey, Sean, do you know how the increase that Ranger fans got on season tickets?
Oh, after another trip to the Eastern Conference Finals?
A trip to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. So the Garden can go 0.0 for two of the better franchises in this town. And the New York Jets are going to increase on their fans? And before you start smiling, Sean, let's see what the Giants do with their fans.
I agree.
Because they can't raise on their fans either.
Well, if we get a quarterback, they can. But yeah.
I mean, that's kind of why the Jets are raising, right? They're still paying for Aaron Rodgers, in a sense.
You can't do that to fans.
I know you can.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, jeez.
First of all, we also found out earlier he now has a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
The Jets' former head coach has a new job.
Say it one more time.
The Jets' former head coach has a new job.
By the way.
Most recent head coach?
Yeah, Robert Saleh.
Okay. One of my good friends ran into Robert Saleh 5 days ago at a kid's birthday party.
Well, I hope that kid got a good gift because it looks like he'll be living elsewhere. Robert Saleh was at Packers practice today.
Oh, my God.
And Packers coach Matt LaFleur says former Jets head coach Robert Saleh is now helping the team on the offensive side of the ball.
What?
He's consulting, and how often he'll be around will now be fluid. Not an uncommon setup in the NFL. These two coaches are very close. That from Jonathan Jones. He will be an offensive consultant.
You got to explain that one to me, Tiggy.
Well, when we did the Raiders game, we talked to AP, and I had read the story about how he's spending the majority of training camp, and now even during the regular season, a lot of his time with the offense. I was asking him why. He said, well, I have an offensive coordinator, and I have a defensive coordinator, Patrick Graham, as we all remember, here in New York. And I feel like my value is greater for the offense because I can tell them what defenses are doing.
That's interesting.
Or at least what they're trying to now do to you offensively.
Yeah.
And so I can see why that it's valuable because defenses have started to catch up. I don't know if it's still holding, but the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, we were at an all-time low for yards and attempts, everything from quarterbacking. Like how long? It took us like 4 weeks until we had a 300-yard game. And so defenses have caught up to what offenses are trying to do. And so having consultants defensively on the offensive side is actually, I think, beneficial. So you knew he'd land somewhere.
Good for him.
Because he's so well-liked.
Yeah.
And he's actually a really good guy. But I'm surprised that it is this quick. I mean, this is 2 weeks.
And he still gets paid by the Jets.
Of course.
And he gets paid by Green Bay.
And goes and helps out on a side of a ball on a team that Aaron Rodgers left.
Yeah, that's
right. And is one of the better teams in football.
Yeah. He may end up with a Super Bowl ring this year. Look, I never loved Robert Saleh, the head coach. But as you may have heard a few weeks ago when they announced to fire him, I didn't think the firing made any sense. And so far, it's looked awful. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that changes. But as of right now, the decision to move on from Robert Saleh has made things worse. And I do want to say thank you. I've already received a few resumes for the Evan and Tiki.
On the Rico B already?
That's right. For the Evan and Tiki barber position. The barber position of the Evan and Tiki show. And I will be going through those tonight because by halftime of the Nets game, I'll probably need to be distracted.
Nets still in the league.
Who are they playing?
Atlanta Hawks.
Oh.
I want this win really badly. You want to know why?
The basketball doesn't do like pre-game something, right?
They've got game ball delivery.
She needs to do the game ball delivery
the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, right.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.